sailed the world, beheld its wonders, from the Dardanelles to the mountains of Peru. But there's no place like London. I feel home again. I could hear the city bells ring, whatever I would do. No, there's no place like London.
Mr. Todd, sir.
You are young. Life has been kind to you. You will learn. It is here we go our several ways. Farewell, Anthony. I will not soon forget the good ship Bountiful, nor the young man who saved my life.
There's no cause to thank me for that, sir. It would have been a poor Christian indeed who'd have spotted you pitching and tossing on that raft and not given the alarm.
There's many a Christian would have done just that and not lost a wink's sleep for it either.
Would you like a little kiss, dear? I'll be your girlfriend. You won't do better on the docks. Wouldn't you like to take me dancing and be my boyfriend and buy me lots of pretty frocks? Arms, arms for a pitiful woman. What's that wandering wit? Hey, don't I know you, mister?
Must you glare at me, woman? Off with you, off I say.
Then now would you like a little kiss, dear? I'll be your girlfriend, you won't do.
Off, I said, to the devil with you!
Pardon me, sir, but there's no need to fear the likes of her. She was only a half-crazed beggar woman. London's full of them.
I beg your indulgence, boy. My mind is far from easy, for in these once familiar streets, I feel the chill of ghostly shadows everywhere. Forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive.
Farewell, Anthony.
Mr. Todd, before we part...
What is it?
I have honored my promise never to question you. Whatever brought you to that sorry shipwreck is your affair, and yet, during those many weeks of the voyage home, I've come to think of you as a friend, and if trouble lies ahead for you in London, if you need help or money.
No. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its moors aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London. At the top of the hole sit the privileged few, making mock of the vermin the lower zoo, turning beauty into filth and greed. I too have sailed the world and seen its wonders, for the cruelty of men is as wondrous as Peru. But there's no place like London. There was a barber and his wife, and she was beautiful. A foolish barber and his wife, she was his reason and his life, and she was beautiful, and she was virtuous, and he was naive. Was another man who saw that she was beautiful, a pious vulture of the law, who with a gesture of his claw removed the barber from his plate. Then there was nothing but to wait, and she would fall, so soft, so young, so lost, and oh so beautiful.
And the lady, sir, did she succumb?
Oh, that was many years ago. I doubt if anyone would know. Now leave me, Anthony, I beg of you. There's somewhere I must go, something I must find out. Now, and alone.
But surely we will meet again before I'm off to Plymouth.
If you want, you may well find me around Fleet Street. I wouldn't wonder.
Well, until then, Mr. Todd.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and it's filled with people who are filled with spit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it.